Today, August 29th, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast, straight from the pages of the Disney Insider, your source for all things Disney. Artist at work. They get to bring famous characters to life, stretch their imaginations to create something whimsical and fun, and see their designs come to life in color and animation. They're the online artists of Disney. It's a dream job drawing for Disney. But how do you get started? And how do you translate an image in your mind into a multi-layered piece of computer art, often with animated bells and whistles added? We sat down with Disney online artist and designer Kathleen Bruno to get some inside tips and learn how she makes the magic come to life in your web browser. Kathleen prepared for her career by studying illustration at the Art Center College of Design in Pasadena, California. She joined Disney 8 years ago and moved to the online team 5 years ago. She told us, quote, "I was very lucky I got into the online industry at a time when there weren't that many illustrators doing computer art. I was able to get trained on the job," unquote. That training, she said, was priceless. Quote, "We are so specialized in what we do. You need good computer skills to be a good illustrator and designer. You also need to understand the demands of working for the internet medium. Technical considerations like making file sizes smaller so pages load quickly for guests. When you're at Disney 8 years, you just get to know the characters so well. You have to respect the legacy of the characters. Would they do this? Would they be in this pose?" Unquote. Aspiring online artists, she stresses, have to be highly creative and technically savvy in equal measure, and good team players. The first step before creating a major project is a brainstorming meeting by the entire creative team. Kathleen says, quote, "First meetings are usually over-optimistic about how much we can do," unquote. She showed us her original concept sketches based on those meetings. They're rendered in tracing paper so they can be layered with drawings of new elements, and blue pencil is used because it doesn't smear and gives nice shading for details. Kathleen continues, quote, "I like to convert art onto the computer quickly once we agree on the initial concept, so we can move the layers around in Photoshop. From there, we can print it out for approvals or corrections," unquote. How does art turn from a sketch on paper into a digital image stored on a computer? According to Kathleen, each artist has a different preference. Quote, "I use a pen tablet, like a mouse shaped like a pencil, to trace my drawings into the computer. Other artists will skip the paper drawing altogether and just draw directly on their computers. We create bitmaps, computer images that can be placed in layers. One layer will have the background, another the characters, another will have animated objects inside the room," unquote. No matter how the background art reaches the digital realm, once it's there, the next step is to add animation in a program called Macromedia Flash. Characters are often taken directly from computerized Disney style guides, and artists bring them to life with animation and, in the case of older black and white images, color. Everything has to be approved again, and then, hopefully, it goes live for guests to enjoy. All of this happens very quickly. Depending on the project, artists might have as little as a week to develop the initial concept and another 2 days to create final backgrounds to which animation can be added. But an experienced and talented team can use that time to create Disney magic. And for the artists of Disney Online, that's all in a day's work. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Get more Disney scoop, plus photos and trivia, in the Disney Insider newsletter. Just visit Disney.com to subscribe.